Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, the commander of 3rd Battalion, 17th Field Artillery, supporting the 2nd Cavalry Regiment, 7th U.S. Corps, the point of the spear in 1991. Here we are decades later, and the U.S. is still in the Gulf with one, two, three, I lose count of how many wars are breaking out. Jeff, is there a connection that you can make for us?
I would say absolutely, John, because as you well know, we deployed nearly 500,000 American troops, naval forces, air forces in 1990 and 91, and subsequently left a large force in Kuwait as a deterrence against future Iraqi aggression. Ever since 1990, now some 33, 34 years ago, to this particular moment, the United States has been trying to get out of the Middle East for 34 years. And every time we seem like we're going to get out of the Middle East, something happens that draws us back in. I mean, you go back to the Clinton administration and people forget Desert Fox airstrikes. People forget a Southern Watch, which was aircraft surveillance over northern and southern Iraq for many, many years conducted by the Air Force and the Navy. Then the invasion in 2003, which was supposed to be, according to the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Rumsfeld at the time, a very short war. And we were there for 8 or 9 years. And then there was ISIS. And now we got U.S. forces still in Iraq trying to defeat the remnants of ISIS being struck by Shiite militia groups supported by Iran as we fear a wider war across the Middle East. So here we are 34 years later. The United States, by policy, has been trying to get out of the Middle East. And every time we do so, something happens geopolitically and we seem to get pulled back in.
Headline, Bloomberg News, Middle East. U.S. designates Houthis as terrorists after rise in Red Sea attacks. This is an economic war. The Suez Canal traffic has dropped sharply from about 70 ships a day to under 50 and plunging. Shipping CEOs are now diverting around the Cape of Good Hope. The insurance rates have gone up on anything traversing the Red Sea. Very dangerous. And at the same time, Cairo is saying our revenues are dropped 30% already from the Suez Canal. This is a fragile governance, Egypt. So we're looking at no small action here. The Houthis are rearmed. And at this point, there have been three waves of attacks by the U.S. Navy combined against the Houthi arsenal, wherever it is. Jeff, this feels like whack-a-mole. However, Iran is clearly supplying the Houthis. Iran has also fired missiles into Kurdistan or near Erbil to destroy what they claim was a Mossad headquarters. They fired Iran has taken credit for firing missiles into Pakistan. I believe two children have been killed. Iran is the driver of this, and that is no longer debatable. Do you agree, Colonel?
Absolutely agree, John. In some cases, I would point out, though, in the case of Iran, they have done this before into Kurdistan. At the same time, oh, by the way, the Turks conducted an airstrike into Kurdistan because of their concerns with the Kurds in ongoing places where the Turks are concerned about Kurds in southern Turkey or in Syria. So this has been a point of concern for many years. The strikes into Pakistan may also be, to some degree, connected to this large terrorist attack that occurred in Iran about a month ago, where over 100 people were killed as they were conducting a memorial service on the anniversary of the death of General Soleimani. And this was one of the largest terrorist attacks to occur in Iran. So a motivation by, I think, the Iranian government to, in fact, show some response to that. But clearly, Iran is trying to, if you will, manage this chaos. At the same time, I'm still somewhat skeptical that Iran wants a direct confrontation of the United States and is more interested in working with behind the scenes as it can to encourage its proxies and is willing to fight to the last Yemeni, whether they are Houthis, the last Hezbollah Lebanese, the last Syrian, the last Iraqi, and willing to fight to the last of them, but avoid a major confrontation with the United States.
We go immediately to Ukraine. My reading of the Ukraine situation is that it's right down to the bottom of the barrel of ammunition. The U.S. is not supplying the needs that the administration has asked for. Congress is hesitating to, reluctant to, negative. At the same time, the EU is not supplying what Ukraine needs. Mr. Zelensky has been traveling. I believe he's most recently in Davos. He says he needs air defense. My understanding, Jeff, is they have to choose which cities they protect and which cities they do not. And the Russians seem to have been resupplied with missiles, and they're launching larger and larger barrages. How much time has Kyiv got to be resupplied, Jeff? Can this go on indefinitely as they retreat?
I think it can go on for a very long period of time, John. The Ukrainians certainly seem determined, but in fact, you're quite right. The evidence seems to suggest now more and more of the missiles that the Russians are firing are getting through, whereas a month, 2 months ago, you'd hear the 20 were fired, the Ukrainians would shoot down 18, now they're shooting down 10. So they're having the Ukrainians to concentrate their air defense systems a lot around Kyiv, but also accept hits in other places. It can go on, I think, for a longer period of time because the decision will finally be made on the ground. And ultimately as well, we see an awful lot of still support by the Ukrainian people, as difficult as this is. But there are disturbing reports, not only on shortages of air defense, but I'm listening to reports of artillery units in the Ukrainian military only having like 2 rounds a day to fire, or a tank only having 2 or 3 rounds for the tank. And meanwhile, in all candor, the United States Congress dawdles along, not even able to pass a federal budget for FY24. And John, we're already in the second quarter of FY24, let alone then pick up the military supplemental requirements the Biden administration has put out for military aid, not only to Ukraine in desperate need, but also to Israel, which will become more and more desperate need as this war goes on, and also additional military aid to Taiwan.
You bring to my attention a protest in one of the stands, one of the ethnic enclaves of Russia, pelting police line near a courthouse with snowballs, and clearly very aggressive protest. As my understanding, Jeff, we don't have good numbers, but that the Russians have been recruiting from the ethnic parts of Russia, men who are without means or without opportunity and made promises to go to Ukraine war. Is that what we're seeing here? Some of them protesting.
Absolutely, John. Not only that, in terms of the annual conscription and the mobilization of reservists, there's evidence that disproportionately Russia is drawing that from what we would call the eastern or the Asian portion of Russia, that portion east of the Ural Mountains, where they see more ethnically diverse groups of an Asian extraction, or in the southeast, in Dagestan, Ingushetia, places like that. Less so amongst the more white Russian population, Moscow, St. Petersburg, places like that, where they fear social disruption. Furthermore, I mean, the Russian government, Putin, is making every attempt to dampen even the smallest shred of protest. I mean, witness the fact that people have been arrested and jailed for wearing blue and yellow fingernail polish, or carrying a green ribbon on a backpack, which is to suggest peace, or carrying a yellow and blue balloon in public, you can be arrested. And I often contrast that and what we see in that film, John, to a demonstration that occurred in Kyiv about a couple of weeks ago, where the people were out protesting. And what they were protesting was the fact that the city government was spending money on streets, subways, parks, and schools. And the people were protesting against that, because they wanted the government to spend the money on the war. And so oftentimes, I come back to something we've said a number of times in our broadcast, John, despite how grim things are for the Ukrainians, as Napoleon said, the moral is to the physical as 3 is to 1. And right now, it seems to me the morale of the Ukrainians still outstrips the morale of the average Russian.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman of the 3rd Battalion, 17th Field Artillery, 2nd Cavalry Regiment, 7th U.S. Corps, 1991, and now visiting professor Dickinson College, as well as CEO of Diamond 6 Leadership and Strategy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.